I know that thousands of Alberta families are probably bracing for what everybody expects to be a teacher's strike. They've served strike notice, takes effect October 6th. I know that there's an offer on the table. You've commented on it, 12% over 4 years, 3% in the first year. Is there a world where you think this situation can be resolved? Are you optimistic that you can keep Alberta teachers off the picket line like 3 weeks into the school year?
Well, I think it's very much up to the leadership of the ATA. I think that the leadership may have overpromised to their membership. And as our very fair offer was revealed, I don't know that they have really spoken with their membership about what it means. I mean, we have had over 50% of our collective bargaining that have settled at the rates that we've been offering, 3% per year for the next 4 years. That's 12%. I'm just asking everybody to look at their own paychecks and see if their employers are giving them 12% over 4 years, because we think it's very fair. It's very much in keeping with what we're seeing across the country. And here's the question. I mean, if we try to have a wage settlement much beyond that, then it cuts into budgets for other things. We have $1 billion that we want to spend on getting more education assistance in the classroom. We pledged $750 million more to get more teachers in the classroom, 1,000 teachers per year for the next 3 years. So if we end up cutting the number of teachers and the number of EAs, then we're not going to deal with the foundational issues that we're hearing that teachers want us to address, which is classroom conditions. They want smaller classes and they want more hands in the classroom to be able to help them deal with complex needs. So we feel like we've got a solution on the table, and we're very hopeful that the ATA leadership is going to help convey that and also help us in being able to bring the teachers to understand that this is a balance.